92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
This summer, sports fans from around the world will converge on New York City for part of the FIFA World Cup games. And there's a lot of games to play between June 11th and July 19th. It should be a good thing for the city, but it may actually be more of a problem. Because, you see, there's another big event happening during that same time period, which is America's 250th anniversary. That's also going to draw a lot of people to New York City. Hospitality experts have crunched the numbers, and they say that New York City doesn't have enough hotel rooms for all of the estimated 7.5 million people that are going to converge on the Big Apple. Right now, 97% of the hotel rooms in the Big Apple are booked during that time period, and it's still 3 months away, which means many people are going to have to try to find someplace else to stay, like Westchester, New Jersey, or Connecticut. But even those are already limited. Parallel to that, some short-term policy changes might be made with regard to alcohol consumption during the FIFA tournament, because sports fans love to drink. So they're considering the creation of entertainment zones, designated areas where soccer buffs would be able to freely consume alcohol on the streets of New York City this summer. The New York Senate, the Assembly, and even Governor Kathy Hochul all want to allow bars and restaurants with existing liquor licenses to serve adult beverages outdoors because they believe it will increase revenue for city restaurants and bars. But this would only apply to World Cup soccer fans. Not everybody would be allowed to engage in outdoor alcohol consumption, which is kind of a weird thing, because how do you determine exactly who's a soccer fan? And on top of that, we can't even agree to stay on daylight time year-round, so I'm thinking this is very unlikely to happen.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.